We're just about ready to go from Hunter Wright Stadium. The defensive alignment for the Axemen. Starting pitcher, Drew Hoover. Catcher, Tanner Kilgore. At first base, Devin Zyrus. At second base, Jack Torbett. Third baseman, Nico Newhand. The shortstop, Mason Swinney. In left field, R.J. Johnson Jr. In center field, Tyree Jackson. And in right field, Josh Campos. Designated hitter is Cal Sefcik. And due up for the Bluefield Ridge Runners, Trey Keels, Armani Guzman, and Noah Smith. Now, Bluefield and Kingsport have met two times previously, and it was a few weeks ago. The Axemen won 10-0 at home, recording their first shutout victory of the season, and then defeated the Ridge Runners the next day in Bluefield 3-1 in seven-inning Sunday. Dylan Loy pitched a gem at home, seven scoreless, walkless innings on just three hits. The Axemen have out-hit the Ridge Runners through the first couple of meetings, 14-5, and outscored them 13-1. So heavily in favor of Kingsport, but it's been a few weeks. The Stallions. I need to call in the Stallions for the night. The Stallions' starting pitcher is the left-hander Drew Hoover. He is 6'2", 205 pounds. He is 0-3 overall with a 4.15 ERA. In his last five starts, Hoover has thrown a first pitch strike to 40 of his last 81 batters faced, including 7 to 14 faced in his last start at Bluefield on July 21st. 324 of his 562 pitches this season have been strikes, which is a 57.7% strike rate, and he has a 1.68 whip and 239 opponent average. We are ready to go. Ridge Runners, Stallions. Again, for one night only, the Axemen are the Stallions. Keels, Guzman, and Smith do up, starting with Trey Keels. First offering from Drew Hoover. Downstairs, ball one. The Axemen had their seven-game win streak snapped. They were ahead 7-0 in that loss, but allowed 15 unanswered. Just complete collapse, but they look to rebound tonight. The 1-0 downstairs. Keels this season is batting .265, 31 for 117, with a team-leading 30 runs scored. Hitters count for Keels, the 2-0. That's in for a strike call. Kingsport wearing blue jerseys with Stallions in red across the chest with a white silhouette of a stallion and the blue cap with an orange K. The 2-1. Keels flies it down the right field line, and that will tail foul, but a diving catch made by Josh Campos. The first out of the game is a magnificent play by Campos. One down at the top of the first.
Now batting number 8, Armani Guzman.
Base is empty, one out for Armani Guzman. Batting .264, 28 for 106. Very similar numbers to Trey Keels. First offering from Hoover, low and away. And again, first pitch is Hoover's thrown a lot of balls. That's now 40 to his last 83 batters faced, or 40 strikes to his last 83 batters faced, so 43 balls in that stretch. The 1-0, lifted foul, and that will drop out of play. Third base side. Scoreless in the top of the first inning. Nobody on, one out. A superb catch made by Josh Campos in foul territory right field. Even count on Armani Guzman. The 1-1, low and away. Again, playoff implications for the rest of the year. Johnson City taking on Bristol tonight. Kingsport taking on Bluefield. If the Stallions win, they stay in first, second place. If the Doughboys win and Stallions lose, then Johnson City is back in the playoff picture. The 2-1. Missed outside. In his last start at Bluefield on July 21st, Hoover allowed one earned run in three innings on one hit, four walks, and three strikeouts. 30 of his 57 pitches were strikes in that outing. The 3-1, low and away, and it's a one-out walk for Armani Guzman on five pitches. That's now five walks surrendered by Hoover in his last 3 1/3 innings of work.
Now batting number 64, Noah Smith.
Runner on first, one out for Noah Smith, who's been Bluefield's most productive hitter this season, batting 321, 42 for 131 with eight extra base hits. First offering is a ball low and inside, and that's three straight first pitch balls from Drew Hoover to open up the game. Hoover entering his sophomore season at East Tennessee State. Guzman leads off first base. The 1-0. That's in for a strike call. Throughout the night, whenever there's a score change in Johnson City, I will be sure to update you. They are taking on the Bristol State Liners at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. The pitch is launched high in the air to deep left field. Johnson Jr. drifting back in front of the warning track, and he makes the catch for the second out of the first inning.
Now batting number 14, Alexander Wright.
Runner on first, two out, scoreless game in the top of the first inning with the cleanup batting left fielder Alex Wright up to bat. 13 of his 35 hits have been for extra bases, and he has driven in a team-leading 28 RBIs. Hoover throws back to first base. Hoover has picked off three runners this season, and two of those came in one outing. That was on June 26th against Greenville. And Hoover once again throws back to first base. Guzman leads off first base. First pitch from Hoover. Strike one call. Guzman reached on a five-pitch walk as the second hitter of the game. Keels led off with a flyout to a diving Josh Campos, and then moments ago, Noah Smith flied out to deep left field into the glove of Johnson Jr. Runner takes off. The 0-1 is outside. Throw down to second from Kilgore. Goes off of Hoover's back. And that'll be a stolen base for Guzman, and hopefully Hoover is okay. Kilgore will come out to check on him, of course. Kilgore had to throw that from his knees and therefore threw it very low, and it just went right off of Hoover's back. It looks like Hoover will be all right. That was a called strike, so no balls and two strikes, two outs. The last time Bluefield came here in a nine-inning game, the Ridge Runners failed to record a single at-bat with a runner in scoring position. But that may just change tonight. 0-2 count, two outs. Hoover fires home. Laced foul and out of play, third base side. Hoover has thrown 16 pitches, nine strikes. This is his fourth batter faced. Home plate umpire Dakota Kilgore, first base umpire Diego Zamar. So Kilgore behind the plate, and then Kilgore behind the Kilgore behind the plate. Guzman takes off, and it's a ball outside. Guzman steals third base, and he comes 90 feet closer to home. Scoreless in the top of the first inning, runner on third, two outs, and Hoover is ahead in the count against Alex Wright. The 1-2. Line foul and out of play, third base side. Wright is battling. The Axemen have scored first in seven straight games entering tonight. The 1-2 again. Downstairs and away. including 7 straight runs to begin the game against the Flyboys, but then were outscored 15-0 from the bottom of the fifth going forward. The 2-2. Laced to shortstop. Sweeney makes the backhand play. Throw to first is late. And Guzman scores on an Alex Wright RBI single. The Ridge Runners lead 1-0.
Now batting number 52, Sam Silas.
Runner on first, 2 outs for Sam Silas. Wright takes off, but the first pitch is fouled back. So for the first time this season, the Ridge Runners lead the Stallions for one night only. That was Guzman's 19th stolen base of the season. No balls and a strike on Silas. The pitch upstairs. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0. The RBI single from Alex Wright bringing home Armani Guzman, and stealing a pair of bases in that inning certainly helped out. And Hoover throws back to first base. Even count on Silas. The 1-1. Popped up, foul ground, first base side, and that will be caught by a diving Campos in foul territory. A pair of putouts from Josh Campos in foul territory in the opening frame. However, Bluefield does bring home a run through half an inning. Ridge Runners 1. The Stallions are coming up when we return.
Fans that have been gifted Ballot Health's best seats in the house. All right, Gracie, who are today's winners?
All right, what are your names? Congratulations, you all are tonight's Ballot Health's best.
Two up in the bottom of the first for the Axemen, none other than Josh Campos, RJ Johnson Jr., and Mason Swinney when we return.
Fans,
the Axemen look to respond to Bluefield's first inning run.
Until the end of the third inning. Peak has horse tattoos, stickers, and
East Tennessee State University is focused on making a real-world impact and improving the quality of life for people in the region and around the world. For our students, learning goes beyond the classroom. Service-based learning and local community partnerships afford students personalized, hands-on experiences that shape their future. Take the first step and join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0, bottom of the first inning upcoming. Starting pitcher for the Ridge Runners, Brandon Arnold. The catcher, Hudson Walburn. At first base, Noah Smith. Second baseman, Armani Guzman. At the hot corner, Sam Silas. At shortstop, Chaz Grossington. Then in the outfield, the left fielder, Alex Wright. Center fielder, Aaron Jameson. And in right field, Trey Keels. The designated hitter is Ben Martin. Arnold, in his most recent start versus Kingsport on July 21st, recorded his first loss of the season in 10 outings. In an inning and two-thirds, he surrendered 3 earned runs on 3 hits, 3 walks, 1 hit batter, and 1 strikeout. In his previous 13 and a third innings pitched, Arnold had allowed just 1 earned run. In his last outing against the Axemen, 26 of his 53 pitches were strikes, which is a 49% strike rate. Overall, in 15 innings of work, Arnold has a 2.40 ERA, 2 whip, 220 opponent average, and 51.6% strike rate. Josh Campos will lead off the bottom of the first inning. He made a pair of outstanding catches in foul ground of right field. First pitch from Arnold. Watch for a ball low and away. Campos, in his last eight games, has reached base safely in 18 of 39 plate appearances, which is a stellar .462 on base percentage. The 1-0, low and away. In that stretch, Campos is only 4 for 25, but he has walked a dozen times. He's been hit by a pair of pitches. He's stolen six bases and scored nine times. The man gets on base. He has a hitter's count. The 2-0, Campos flies it high in the air. Foul ground, third base side. Silas is under it, and he makes the catch. So Campos, who made a pair of catches in foul ground in the top of the first inning, ironically pops out to foul ground, third base side. One down in the bottom of the first. So a lot of foul outs. In fact, three of the first four outs have been hit into foul territory. Base is empty, one out for R.J. Johnson Jr., 1-0 Ridge Runners. First offering from Arnold, outside. Johnson Jr., in 11 of his last 13 games, including four straight, has reached base safely multiple times, recorded a hit, and scored a run. He's ahead in the count of Arnold. The 1-0. Johnson Jr. mashes it into right field for a base hit. It went off the glove of Guzman, and that will be a one-out single for Johnson Jr.
Now batting shortstop.
He is now 9 for his last 18 at-bats. Runner on first, one out for Mason Swinney. He is batting .225. Throw back to first base. Swinney against Bluefield. In one game, went 1-for-3 with a double, two walks, two RBIs, a run scored, and a strikeout. He has walked nine times in his last 44 plate appearances, since walking just seven times in his first 118. First offering is in for a strike call. On the road this season, Swinney is 16-for-72 with 12 RBIs. Then at home, he is 16-for-70 with 10 RBIs. Virtually identical numbers as the throwback to first gets by Smith, and Johnson Jr. will advance to second base on the errant pickoff attempt. Kingsport now is a runner in scoring position. When hitting with runners in scoring position this season, Swinney is 10-for-48 with three extra base hits, 16 of his 22 RBIs. Eight walks and eight strikeouts. Johnson Jr. leads off second base. Arnold from the stretch position looks back at him. And Johnson Jr. takes off. The 0-1 is outside. Throw down to third is late. And Johnson Jr. steals third base. His 12th swiped bag of the season. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0 in the bottom of the first inning. Runner on third, one out for Mason Swinney. The 1-1. Upstairs, ball two. Campos led off with a pop out. Johnson Jr. then singled, advanced to second base on a pickoff attempt throwing error, and stole third base a moment ago. The 2-1. Check swing. He did go around strike two. Nine of Swinney's last 16 hits have been for extra bases. In that stretch, he has homered five times and doubled four times. Square count, one out. Johnson Jr. leads down the third baseline. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. Swinney is out on strikes.
Now batting first baseman, number 15, Devin Cyrus.
Ridge Runners 1, Stallions 0 in the bottom of the first inning. Runner on third, two outs for Devin Zyras, who in his last six games is 11 for 20 and has reached base safely in 22 of 32 plate appearances, a .688 on base percentage in that stretch. First offering, strike one call. In his last six games, Zyras is 4 for 38 with two doubles and four RBIs when batting with two outs. Prior to that, he was 6 for 34 batting .176 with multiple outs. The 0-1, cut and a miss, strike two. Zyras enters tonight as one of four qualified Appy League players batting .320 or above with an OPS of 1,000 or higher. The 0-2, Zyras belts it foul down the left field line and out of play. In his last six games, Zyras is 11 for 20 with four doubles, nine walks, two hit by pitches, six RBIs, and five runs scored with a 1,438 OPS. The 0-2 again from Arnold, low and away. When hitting behind in the count, Zyras is 12 for 35 with seven doubles and a league best 886 OPS. He finds himself down in the count right now. Johnson Jr. leads down the third baseline. Arnold from the stretch slings home the 1-2. Zyras pops it up foul behind home plate. In two completed games against Bluefield, Zyras is 5 for 8 with two doubles, a walk, four RBIs, and one run scored. The 1-2 again from Arnold. Zyras pops it up foul behind home plate. He's battling. Zyras has fouled off three of the first six pitches in this plate appearance. The 1-2, well, he steps off. The 1-2 for the third time from Arnold. Low and outside, and the count is square. Bluefield 1, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the first inning. Square count, two outs, runner on third. Arnold hurls home the 2-2. Inside, ball three, and it fills up the count. The Axemen have the most full count at-bats with 171, but fewest full count plate appearances with 244. Payoff pitch. Ball four. Zyras walks on nine pitches, and the Axemen have runners on the corner.
Designated hitter, number 38, Cal Sefcik.
Runners on the corners, two outs for Cal Sefcik, who enters tonight on a league-best 11-game runs batted in streak. He fouls off the first pitch. On his league-best 11-game RBI streak, Sefcik is 18 for 44, batting .409 with a 1,187 OPS, with seven extra base hits, 19 runs batted in, and 11 runs scored. He tripled twice in his last game at Greenville. The 0-1. Strike two call. Sefcik became the first Kingsport player since Rigoberto Terrazas in 2017 to triple twice in a game. Zyras on first base, he walked. Johnson Jr. on third, he singled. Two down in the bottom of the first inning. Arnold hurls home. High and inside. Not only is Sefcik on a league-best 11-game RBI streak, he is also on a 19-game on-base streak, which is the third longest active in the league. In that stretch, he is 24 for 68, batting .343. The 1-2. Swing and a miss. Sefcik is out on strikes. That ends the first inning. Kingsport strands runners on the corners. Through one frame, Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0. Top of the second coming up next with Chaz Grossington, Aaron Jamison, and Hudson Walburn, the 6-7-8 hitters, due up. Arnold threw 23 pitches, 13 strikes in the first inning. We'll be back next. Drew Hoover returns to the mound for the Stallions.
Fans, make sure to visit the Axemen social media accounts for your chance to bid on and win.
At East Tennessee State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in the health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
While it is not great news that Kingsport trails tonight in this game, Bristol has opened up with a 3-0 lead over the Johnson City Doughboys. It was Mr. Micah Connor who homered home three runs, 388 feet over the left field wall, and Bristol now has a 77.5% chance to win that game, which means there's a 77.5% chance that Kingsport remains in the playoff picture by the end of the night. Chaz Grossington will lead off the top of the second inning. Hoover allowed one run on one hit in the first inning. First pitch to Grossington is a ball low and away. Grossington is batting .207, 19 hits and 92 ABs. The 1-0 is lifted foul and out of play first base side. Only one of Grossington's 19 hits have been for extra bases, and that was a double. But he's driven in 10 runs and scored 14 times. The 1-1 popped up foul first base side out of play. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0. The Ridge Runners have one run on one hit. The Axemen have no runs on one hit, with that lone hit being a single from R.J. Johnson, Jr. The 1-2. Laced foul and out of play, first base side again. In the top of the first inning, Alex Wright recorded his team-leading 29th RBI on an infield RBI single. The 1-2 again. Popped up, foul, and out of play, first base side. Man. He can make a living in the pop-out first base side derby. The 1-2 for the third time from Hoover. High and outside. Grossington had fouled off three straight pitches prior to that, rather four straight. And all went to the same spot. A 2-2. Tails outside, and the count is full. The crowd urging Hoover to settle down. Full count, nobody out. Payoff. Check swing, held up. Ball four upstairs, and it's a leadoff walk for Grossington. Hoover was ahead in the count. A ball and two strikes, but then threw three straight out of the zone. And Grossington reaches on bases on balls. Runner on first, nobody out for Aaron Jamison. He's batting 185, 17 for 92, but 8 of those 17 hits have been for extra bases. First pitch is high and inside, almost hit him. Jameson has driven in 14 runs and scored a dozen times. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0 in the top of the second inning. The 1-0 fouled off the foot of home plate umpire Kilgore. So the catcher is Tanner Kilgore, and then the home plate umpire is Dakota Kilgore. It's funny because the last game the Axemen played in, the pitcher was Tyler Jackson, the catcher was Dylan Jackson, and then the batter was Tyree Jackson. Tyree Jackson playing in center field tonight and has been an everyday starter for the Axemen going down the stretch. But only two fielders have seen action. Campos made a pair of putouts in the first inning, and then Swinney had a ground ball hit to him that resulted in an infield single. Runner takes off. The 1-1 is outside, and it gets past Kilgore. And Grossington will steal second base, and he was rounding second, but will stay put. Ridge Runners for the second straight inning have a runner in scoring position. In the last game here in Kingsport, the Ridge Runners did not have a single runner reach second base. Two balls and a strike. Hoover looks back at Grossington. Another peek. The pitch. Outside ball three. Hoover has thrown 33 pitches, 17 balls, 16 strikes. But this is not a must-win game necessarily for the Axemen, especially with Johnson City down 3-0 right now. The 3-1, ball four low and away. Back-to-back walks to begin the second inning. Grossington walked on a full count pitch, and then Jameson walked on five pitches.
Now batting number 66, Hudson Wahlberg.
Runners on first and second. Nobody out for Hudson Wahlberg, who is hitting 179, 15 for 84 with three RBIs and 18 runs scored. He has scored six times as many as he's driven in. First pitch to Wahlberg, swing and a miss. When batting with runners in scoring position tonight, the Ridge Runners are 1-for-1. And that single came from Alex Wright, and that drove home Armani Guzman from third. The 0-1. Strike two call. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0, top of the second inning. The 0-2. Chopper foul third base side. Jameson on first base, Grossington on second. They both walk to begin the second inning. The 0-2 again. Ground ball to shortstop, collected by Swinney. Tossed to second in time. Torbett's throw to first. Yes, siree, Bob. 6-4-3, double play. Grossington advances to third base. But a beautiful play.
For your Axemen, catcher number 20, Tanner Kilgore.
Well, the audio cut out, Wi-Fi issues. But Jackson made a diving catch to end the top of the second inning. Tanner Kilgore leads off the bottom of the second inning. First offering is a ball low and away. Arnold in the first inning through a scoreless frame. 23 pitches, 13 strikes, 1 hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts. The 1-0, Kilgore chops it foul off the home plate and ending. One ball and one strike. The pitch. Kilgore pops it up foul and out of play behind home plate. The 1-2, Kilgore flies it foul out of play. Bluefield 1, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the second inning. Bases empty, nobody out for Kilgore. The 1-2, swing and a miss. A rare strikeout for Kilgore. And that's back-to-back K's for Arnold and his third strikeout already tonight.
Number 87, Jack Corbin.
Torbett laces the first pitch into right field for a base hit. One out single for Jack Torbett.
Third baseman, number 16, Nico Newhand.
Runner on first, one out for Nico Newhand. Arnold from the stretch looks back at Torbett, and he throws back to first. Newhand, in his last 10 games, is 5-for-33, batting 152 with no stolen bases and one run scored. In his prior five games, he went 6-for-20, batting 300 with three stolen bases and three runs scored. Torbett leads off first base. Opening pitch to Newhand. Torbett takes off. It's in for a strike call. Throw down to second base. Is in time, and Torbett is thrown out for the second time this season. Two down in the bottom of the second. That wipes away the base runner. The 0-1, ball upstairs. It is now 3-2 in Johnson City, so the Doughboys coming back. One ball and one strike on Newhand. The pitch, Newhand pops it up. First baseman Smith is under it, and he makes the inning-ending catch. The Axemen bring up the minimum of three batters to the plate. Leadoff strikeout from Kilgore. Torbett singled but was caught stealing, and then Newhand pops out to end the inning.
It's time for our Cotton Eye Joe dance-off. Tonight's winner will receive
no runs on one hit, no left on base.
Resort and Convention Center.
To the top of the third, Hoover back on the hill. Top of the order due up for the Ridge Runners with Trey Keels, Armani Guzman, and Noah Smith. Thank you.
East Tennessee State University, classrooms extend far beyond the walls of our campus. You'll be part of an energized community focused on improving the quality of life for people in our region and around the world. Participate in hands-on learning experiences in over 160 academic programs that provide you with knowledge and skills you need to build the future you want. Join us at etsu.edu/admissions.
Third inning, Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0. Update from Johnson City. The Doughboys have just tied the state liners, 3 unanswered. And that's dangerous. First pitch to Keels. Popped up foul behind home plate. Keels is 0-for-1 with a flyout to a diving Josh Campos in right field. That was a brilliant play from Campos. The 0-1, Keels flies it into right center field. Jackson covering the gap, and he makes the catch. One down in the top of the third.
Now batting number 8, Armani Guzman.
First pitch to Guzman. There's a strike one call. Guzman walked, stole 2 bases, and scored a run in the first inning. Quite an opening frame for him. The 0-1. That's a pop-up to the shortstop, Swinney, who makes the catch. More like a soft line-out, but 2 down in the third inning.
Now batting number 64, Noah Smith.
First pitch, ground ball to shortstop, backhanded by Swinney. Oh, and he dropped it on the transfer. So that'll be a fielding error on Swinney, and Noah Smith reaches first base. Runner on first, 2 outs. First pitch is a ball low and away to Alex Wright. Wright is 1-for-1 with an RBI single. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0. The 1-0. Check swing, strike call anyway. Now, when Drew Hoover starts, the Axemen score just 2.63 runs per game. That's through 8 games, 21 runs of support. And when he starts, the Axemen are 2-6. The 1-1, strike 2 call. But you look at the rest of the active starters. Newman gets 7 runs of support per game, McCallum 5, Loy 7, Rawlings 7. The offense needs to step up for Hoover. Hoover throws back to first. Keels led off with a flyout. Guzman then softly lined out to Mason Swinney. And then Noah Smith on the next pitch reached on a fielding error by Swinney. Now time is called by home plate umpire Kilgore. The 1-2. Strike 3 call. Hoo-ah! Wright is out on strikes. That ends the top of the third inning, and it's the first
Axemen
K
fans,
for Drew Hoover.
To get your pitcher taken with Stony Boy.
No runs on no hits, one error, one left on base. To the bottom of the third, Tyree Jackson, Josh Campos, and R.J. Johnson Jr., the 9-1-2 hitters, will come up to face Brandon Arnold when we return. Ridge Runners 1, Stallions nothing.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at TVACreditUnion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
For the X-Men, center fielder, number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Tyree Jackson in two games against the Ridge Runners is 0 for 6 with a walk and two strikeouts. First pitch is a ball downstairs. Jackson is tied for the team lead with 10 multi-hit games. The 1-0, low and inside. Jackson in his first 17 games played went 15 for 59, batting .254. And in his last 18 games played, 18 for 68, batting .265. So he's kept it relatively consistent from the first half to the second. The 2-0, low and outside, ball 3. The 3-0, strike 1 call. Bluefield 1, Kingsport nothing in the bottom of the third inning. The 3-1, Jackson, ground ball to shortstop. Grossington has it and throws to first for the out. One down in the bottom of the third.
Now, right fielder,
Johnson City has three, now taken a 5-3 lead over Bristol. So now all of a sudden it's looking like it will be a must-win game for the Axemen. Josh Campos is 0-for-1 with a pop out to the third baseman Silas in foul territory. Axemen looking to get some run support for Drew Hoover. First pitch to Campos is in for a strike call. Campos now batting .152, but his on-base percentage is very solid at .404. The 0-1. Campos with a chopper to short. Grossington charging in, scoops it up in, and throws to first for the out. Pair of ground outs to Grossington to begin the bottom of the third.
Left fielder, number 22, R.J. Johnson, Jr.
Base is empty, two outs for R.J. Johnson, Jr. He enters tonight on a six-game run scored streak, which is the second longest active in the league behind Nick Arias, who actually extended his run scored streak from 6 to 7 games with a grand slam against the Axemen. First pitch, strike call. Johnson, Jr. on his six-game run scored streak, including one at-bat tonight, is 11 for 24 with 3 doubles, a home run, 5 RBIs, 4 stolen bases, and 10 runs scored. Another 5. The 0-1, ball in the dirt. 5 stolen bases. He stole one tonight. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0 in the bottom of the third inning. Bases empty, two outs for the RU Scarlet Knight. Even count. The 1-1. Low and inside, ball two. Bluefield with one run on one hit. Kingsport has no runs on two hits. A Johnson Jr. single and a Torbett single. Both came with one out. Two balls and a strike. Arnold flings home. Short hops home plate, ball three. And Johnson Jr. looks to reach base safely multiple times for the fifth straight game. I think the playoff picture would be much different if Johnson Jr. never joined the Axemen. He has been such a great addition to this team. The 3-1, line drive, base hit into center field. A two-out single for R.J. Johnson Jr., and he's two for two.
Number 88, Mason Swinney.
Runner on first, two outs for Mason Swinney, who is 0 for 1 with a swinging strikeout. First pitch is popped up foul behind home plate. Swinney, when batting with two outs this season, is 7 for 45, batting 156. However, four of those seven hits have been for extra bases, three doubles and one home run. An extra base hit would most likely score Johnson Jr. from first base. Throw back to first from Arnold. In the month of July, Swinney is 15 for 77, batting 195. The 0-1, high and outside. Mason Swinney has scored 17 times in his last 17 games, including three straight, and he leads the league with 100 infield assists, including one tonight on a 6-4-3 double play. The 1-1, fouled off the home plate, netting strike two. Bluefield scored its lone run and the only run of the game in the top of the first inning on an Alex Wright RBI single, which brought home Armani Guzman from third base. Johnson Jr. leads off first, held on by Smith, and the throwback to first from Arnold. The 1-2, high and inside, square count. This is the final week of the Appalachian League regular season. Three games remain, all against Bluefield for the Axemen. And then for Johnson City, three games left, two against Bristol and one at Greenville. Every pitch is crucial. The square count offering. Johnson Jr. was about to take off, and it's a strike three call anyway. Through a third of tonight's game, Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0. To the top of the fourth, due up for the Ridge Runners. Sam Silas, Chaz Grossington, and Aaron Jamison, 5-6-7 hitters when we come back.
Listen up, Axemen fans. The Powerball jackpot is now up to $144 million.
Drew Hoover will return to the mound for Kingsport. We're going to keep this game within one run. Top of the fourth coming up next.
Hurry into any Tennessee Lottery retailer and play Powerball and Mega Millions. Powerball drawings are held every Monday, Wednesday, and Saturday.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Well, Kingsport recorded a base hit, a single, in each of the first three innings, but unable to bring home a run. And now Bluefield looks to take its first multi-run lead of the game, ahead 1-0 in the top of the fourth. Silas, Grossington, and Jamison are due up. Silas is 0-for-1 with a half-inning ending flyout to the right fielder Josh Campos, which was a diving play made in foul territory. Campos made two diving snags out in right field foul ground in the top of the first inning. Opening pitch from Hoover. Strike call. Silas sports a red wood bat. That is a solid-looking wood. Oh, boy. The 0-1. Silas pops it up. Foul ground, first base side, and Zyrus ran out of room, but they should have called some kind of interference because there were a few Bluefield players like blocking his lane. I mean, hey. No balls and two strikes, though. The pitch popped up foul behind home plate. The 0-2 again from Hoover. Check swing held up, ball outside. Hoover has thrown 52 pitches, 32 strikes. He has started to find his rhythm. The 1-2, low and away, square count. Bluefield has one run on one hit. Kingsport, no runs on three hits. The square count offering. Laced into center field, and that will drop for a base hit. Sam Silas with a leadoff single.
Now batting number 10, Chaz Grossington.
Runner on first, nobody out for Chaz Grossington, who walked and stole a base his first time on the base paths. Then was stranded on third to end the top of the second inning. He jumps on the first pitch and fouls it off the home plate netting. Johnson City still ahead of Bristol 5-3 in the bottom of the third now. Hoover from the stretch throws back to first base. A lot of pickoff attempts from Hoover, but most of them seem with not much intent. Like he's just throwing back to make sure that the runner knows that he's there. The 0-1. Strike two call. Back-to-back 0-2 counts faced by Bluefield hitters. Silas leads off first base. Cyrus holding him on. Silas takes off. The 0-2 is lined to the first baseman, Zyrus, who makes the catch and steps on the bag for the double play.
Now batting number 26, Aaron Jamison.
That was hit right to him, and then he just stuck his foot out on the bag and makes the unassisted 3 double play. First pitch to Jamison is lined to shortstop. Swinney can't make the diving play, and it rolls into center field for a two-out single. Well, it's a good thing Zyrus was holding on.
Now batting number 66.
Sam Silas, because if he wasn't, that would have been probably a double down the right field line. But the fact that he was holding him on put him in prime position to make that catch and then turn the double play. Runner on first, two outs for Hudson Walburn, who grounded into a 6-4-3 double play, his first and only at-bat. Jamison leads off first base following his two-out single. First pitch is fouled back. Elizabethton and Greenville were slated to play a doubleheader tonight, but since the Flyboys already clinch the division, and the River Riders are out of the playoff race. They just said, let's play one. Hoover takes a long look at Jameson, the 0-1. Sliced foul and out of play. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0 in the top of the fourth inning. Silas led off with a single, but then Grossington lined into a double play. Now the next pitch, Jameson singled. Now it's an 0-2 count on Walburn. Hoover fires home. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Hoover strikes out Walburn swinging on three pitches. That's a pair of K's for Drew Hoover, and he has thrown three consecutive scoreless frames for Kingsport. To the bottom of the fourth, the Axemen looking to get on the board, trailing 1-0. The middle of the order, Zyrus, Sefcik, and Kilgore due up. No runs on two hits for the Ridge Runners in the top of the fourth.
All right, we have a big game to play for tonight.
Ridge Runners have left a runner on base in each of the first four frames.
All right.
Brandon Arnold is back on the mound for Bluefield. He's thrown three scoreless innings on three hits, one walk, and four strikeouts on 49 total pitches. Bottom of the fourth coming up next from Kingsport.
Name the ways to boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us now.
Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
It is Stallion Night at Hunter Wright Stadium. Kingsport in the bottom of the first scored no runs on one hit, one error, one left on base. In the second, no runs on one hit, none left on base. Then in the third inning, no runs on one hit and one left on base once again. There was a Johnson Jr. single in the first, a Torbett single in the second, and then again a Johnson Jr. single in the third inning.
Leading off for your X-Men, first baseman, number 15, Devin Zyrus.
Devin Zyrus will lead off the bottom of the fourth inning. He has reached base safely in 57 of his last 104 plate appearances, which is a splendid 548 on-base percentage. The opening pitch from Arnold. Downstairs, ball one. Zyrus walked on nine pitches in his first plate appearance and then was stranded on first base to end the bottom of the first. The 1-0. Low and away. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0, both teams with three hits, all of which have been singles. And Zyrus is tied for the team lead with 16 extra base hits. He has a hitter's count. A 2-0, down the middle, strike one call. Zyrus has homered three times, tripled once, and leads the team with a dozen doubles. A 2-1. Zyrus flies it high in the air to deep center field. Jameson drifting back, and he will make the catch. One down in the bottom of the fourth.
Now batting designated hitter, number 38, Cal Sefcik.
Base is empty, one out for Cal Sefcik. He's 0-for-1 with an inning-ending swinging strikeout, and he is wearing number 38 tonight instead of 44 due to the uniform change. First pitch is a ball low and away. Just Sefcik is tied for the team lead with 16 extra base hits, 5 home runs, 3 triples, and 8 doubles. The 1-0, low and outside. Sefcik became the first Kingsport hitter this season to triple twice in a single game. That came at Greenville this past Saturday and became the first Axman hitter to triple twice in a game since 2017. The 2-0, low and outside, ball 3. Kingsport in the fourth inning this season has outscored its opponents 33-29. And it's their second highest scoring inning offensively. The 3-0 from Arnold. Sefcik pops it up. Foul ground, third base side. Silas charging in. And he makes the catch. So the risky swinging at a 3-0 pitch didn't pay off for Sefcik. Two down in the bottom of the fourth. Nobody on, two outs for Tanner Kilgore, who is 0-for-1 with a swinging strikeout. First offering from Arnold, cut and a miss. The 0-1, check swing, held up, ball 1. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0 in the bottom of the fourth inning. Kilgore is now 10-for-33. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Half cut from Kilgore. Kilgore started the year 1-for-9, but is since 9 for his last 24. Batting above .350 in that stretch. Kilgore has yet to strike out multiple times in a game and has only been K'd 5 times through 33 completed at-bats. The 1-2. Strike 3 call. It is a perfect fourth inning for Brandon Arnold. To the fifth inning, Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0.
Fans, make sure
that's the first perfect inning of the game for either team. Two up for the Ridge Runners, Ben Martin, Trey Keels, Armani Guzman, the 9-1-2 hitters when we return.
We've got our mobile retail shop, also known as Tanasi's Den, set up in the breezeway by the concession stand. Be sure to check it out for
It's baseball season, and nothing goes better with baseball than a hot dog. Elm Hill Hot Dog is proud to be the official hot dog of the Kingsport Axemen. Elm Hill is the only hot dog made in Tennessee, so enjoy a hot dog the next time you are at Hunter Wright Stadium or pick some up at your local grocery retailer. Not much action tonight. 6 hits, all singles. 1 run, which was an infield RBI single from Alex Wright in the top of the first inning. Drew Hoover is back on the hill. He's been solid tonight. 4 innings. 1 run on 3 hits, 3 walks, 2 strikeouts, 61 pitches. In fact, both pitchers have thrown 61 pitches through 4 completed innings. Johnson City still leads 5-3, and that is entering the fourth inning. We now enter the fifth at Hunter Wright Stadium between Bluefield and Kingsport. First pitch of the fifth coming up next.
Leading off for Bluefield, number 38, Ben Martin.
Yeah. Manager Rick Adair makes a mound visit prior to the start of the fifth inning. He's joined by Kilgore, Nico Newhan, and the trainer, Brandon Harris. And everything is all good with Hoover. He will stay on the mound. He'll throw a few more warm-up pitches. Looks to be all good. In the first inning, Hoover threw 11 strikes on 20 pitches. Since then, 29 strikes on 41 pitches, elevating that strike rate significantly. Ben Martin is 0-for-1 with a half-inning fly out to the center fielder Tyree Jackson. First pitch is skied high in the air to right field. Josh Campos camped under it, and he makes the catch. One pitch, one out to begin the fifth inning. This game is moving by quite quickly.
Now batting number 12, Trey Keeley.
You don't want it to end too quickly, especially with the Axemen needing at least two runs. Well, technically one if you win in a tiebreaker. But they've been held off the board through four completed innings. One down in the top of the fifth. First pitch to Keels. Strike one call. No balls and a strike. The pitch. Keels fouls it off the home plate netting. Around the league, Greenville trailing Elizabethton 5-4, but that game is irrelevant. Pulaski leading Tri-State 3-0, and then Bluefield and Danville, which most likely a playoff preview, is scoreless in the fourth. The 0-2, ground ball to third, diving backhand play by Newhan, but he has no throw to first base because it was a foul ball. Probably a good thing. I think that Keels would have definitely beat that out. With three games left and Burlington three games ahead of Pulaski, if Pulaski loses one more game, it's over for them, and Burlington will clinch that second spot. The only way the River Turtles make the playoffs if the Sock Puppets lose all three and the River Turtles win all three. But you never know. The 0-2 from Hoover. Tails outside. Danville and Greenville will be the two hosting sites of the Appy League Division Championship games. The 1-2 lifted foul down the left field line. The Otterbots will host either the Sock Puppets or River Turtles, and then the Flyboys will host either Kingsport or Johnson City. Bluefield 1, Kingsport 0 in the top of the fifth inning. Drew Hoover is two outs away from completing five innings in a start. For the first time in five starts, and the last time was back on June 26th versus Greenville when he had a quality outing, throwing 6 one-run innings on just 5 hits, 3 walks, and 5 strikeouts. The 1-2 again from Hoover. Cut and a miss. Hoo-ah! Keels is out on strikes. That's the third K for Drew Hoover. Two down in the top of the fifth. Bases empty, two outs for Armani Guzman, who has scored the only run of the game. That was back in the top of the first on an Alex Wright RBI single. First pitch to Guzman is fouled off his foot. Guzman is 0-for-1 with a walk, a run scored, and a pair of stolen bases. He has now swiped 20 bags this season. Ben Martin flied out to begin the fifth inning, and then Keels struck out swinging. Tomorrow night, we'll be in Bluefield, this home-and-home-and-home series. First game in Kingsport, second game in Bluefield, and third game back at Hunter Wright Stadium. The 0-1, check swing. They're saying it went off the bat, strike two. That will be the regular season finale on Wednesday night. The 0-2, high and inside. Hoover looks to record his first perfect inning. He faced four batters in each of the first four innings. The pitch, low and inside. Rather, he faced five in the first inning, four in the second, four in the third, four in the fourth. Square count, two outs. The 2-2. Popped up foul and out of play, third base side. The 2-2 again. Sails inside, ball three. Now, Kingsport has not been shut out at home since the third game of the season against Tri-State, rather the fourth game and the second home game. Payoff pitch, high and inside, ball four. Hoover was ahead in the count 0-2, but then walks Guzman. That's the second free pass from Guzman tonight.
64, Noah Smith.
Runner on first, two outs for Noah Smith. He is 0-2 with a fly out to the left fielder, Johnson Jr., and then reached on a fielding error by Mason Sweeney in his last at-bat. Hoover throws back to first, and it goes past Zyrus. Guzman advances to second base on the errant pickoff attempt, and that's the second error from the Axemen tonight. Now Bluefield with a runner in scoring position tonight. The Ridge Runners are 1-for-3 batting with the RISP. That one hit drove in the only run of the game. Guzman is a threat to steal, and he leads off second base. First pitch is outside, ball one. It is still 5-3 Doughboys in Johnson City. Hoover looks back at Guzman. Another peek. And Guzman takes off. The 1-0 is in for a strike call. Throw down to third base is late. And Guzman steals his third base of the game. Again, threat to steal. He moves 90 feet closer to home. Even count on Noah Smith, the 1-1. Smith pops it up foul behind home plate. One, two count, two outs. 1-0 Ridge Runners on the top of the fifth inning. The pitch, low and inside. Hoover now pitching from the windup. Casts home the 2-2. Low and inside, and it gets past Kilgore. Guzman will score on the pass ball, and the Ridge Runners lead 2-0. Guzman has a multi-stolen base, multi-run game already, and a multi-walk game. He has filled up the stat sheet everywhere but the hit column. Payoff pitch, lifted high in the air to center field. Tyree Jackson taking a few steps back, and he makes the half-inning ending catch, but the Ridge Runners do bring home their second run. To the bottom half of the fifth All inning, right, halfway done fans. With tonight's game. Bluefield 2, Kingsport 0.
Line, because it's time for us to find out who our fastest pony racer is tonight. Take it away, Gracie.
One run on no hits, one error. None left on base. Due up in the bottom of the fifth for the Axemen. The bottom three hitters in the order. Torbett, Newhan, and Jackson. Arnold has faced the minimum of three Axemen hitters in two of four completed frames. To the bottom of the fifth, the Axemen look to respond. 2-0 Bluefield. It's time to take the Appyway home at Appalachian Community Federal Credit Union. Whether you're looking for lower loan rates, higher deposit rates, the convenience of banking from anywhere, or a friendly face to help you navigate tough financial decisions, the Appy team is here to help. Save time and money when you join online and get pre-approved for your loan today. Learn more at www.myacfcu.org. Brandon Arnold is back on the hill, three outs away from being qualified for his second victory of the season. And his only loss of the year came against the Axemen in his previous start. He'll have three earned runs in an inning and two-thirds.
Leading off for your Axemen, second baseman, number 87, Jack Corbin.
Bluefield 2, Kingsport 0. We begin the bottom of the fifth inning with Jack Torbett due up. He is 1-for-1 with a first pitch single, but was then caught stealing. He launches a first pitch strike from Arnold. Crowd not too pleased about that. The 0-1, ball in the dirt. Even count, the 1-1, low and outside. Torbett is now in a four-game hit streak, the 2-1. Downstairs, ball three. Entering tonight, Torbett has doubled in back-to-back games and has consecutive multi-hit performances, both at Greenville. The 3-1. Ball four downstairs, and it's a leadoff walk for Jack Torbett.
Now batting third baseman, number 16.
For the first time tonight, Kingsport has a leadoff base runner, and maybe this will electrify the Axemen offense, looking for their first run of the game, trailing by two. Oh, boy. Huge turn of events in Johnson City. Bristol now leads 8-5 over the Doughboys. So now we're back to the fact that this is not a must-win game, but it would be nice to have. If the Axemen win tonight and the Doughboys lose, the magic number would be 1 for Kingsport. They would control their own destiny. And they do right now, half a game ahead of Johnson City. Torbett leads off first base. Newhand up to bat. First pitch, check swing, strike one call anyway. Newhand is 0-for-1 with an inning-ending pop-out to the first baseman, Noah Smith. The 0-1. Newhand clubs it into right field. However, Keels makes the catch and Torbett retreats back to first base, one down at the bottom of the fifth.
Center fielder, number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Runner on first, one out for Tyree Jackson. Jackson has not homered since June 12th versus Pulaski. That was off of Jack Greco. That was his first and only home run of the season. Throw back to first base. Torbett slides in safely. Jackson against Bluefield this season is 0-for-7 with a walk and two strikeouts. Tonight he grounded out to the shortstop Grossington to begin the bottom of the third inning. First pitch is a ball downstairs. Torbett leads off first base, held on by Smith. Arnold looks back. Now the 1-0. Jackson with a chopper up the middle. Shortstop Grossington picks it up, steps on the bag, and throws to first. for the inning-ending double play. Through five, Bluefield 2, Kingsport 0. Due up in the top of the sixth for the Ridge Runners, the middle of the order, Wright, Silas, and Grossington.
Thank you to Peak Young Professionals, Ramona Jackson and Stony Boy, and the Meadowview Marriott Resort and Conference Center for making tonight happen.
TL 13-30-19, instant play 30.
Okay, fellas, game's on the line. Let's get it right. Frank, you were closest. Was it fair or foul?
I don't know. I was distracted.
Distracted? By what?
Well, you know, it's a loud crowd. These lights are awful bright. I just won big on a Tennessee Lottery instant game. And again, the lighting here, somebody ought to say something.
You've got new instant games?
Yeah.
Enough to share?
Of course.
Fair ball!
Have a ball with new instant games from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly.
Drew Hoover returns to the mound. It is his ninth start of the season. And if he completes this inning, allowing one earned run or no earned runs, it will be his second quality start of the season. His only quality start came on June 26th versus Greenville, and he threw 81 total pitches. Tonight, through five completed innings, Hoover has thrown 81 pitches. Bluefield scored one run in the first inning and one in the fifth. That has been it for scoring. Guzman crossed the plate on both Ridge Runner scores. Ridge Runner runs. Rare double play grounded into by Tyree Jackson to end the fifth inning, but we now head to the top of the sixth. Hoover faces Alex Wright. First pitch is grounded up the middle and into center field for a base hit. Leadoff single for Alex Wright, and he has a multi-hit game for Bluefield.
Now batting number 52, Sam Silas.
Runner on first, nobody out for Sam Silas, who is 1-for-2 with a single. Runner takes off, first pitch is a strike one call, but Wright will steal second base without a throw from Kilgore. Great jump from Alex Wright. Bristol still leads Johnson City 8-5 in the top of the fourth inning. Five unanswered runs from the State Liners. The 0-1, strike two call. It was 3-0 Bristol, 5-3 Johnson City. And now 8-5 Bristol. A wacky game going on at TVA Credit Union Ballpark. No balls and two strikes on Sam Silas. The pitch. Ball up and in. The 1-2, low and inside. Square count, nobody out. Wright leads off second base. The 2-2, swing and a miss. Hoo-ah! 4 Ks for Drew Hoover. One down in the top of the sixth inning.
Now batting number 10, Chaz Grossington.
Hoover is nearing in on 90 total pitches, right now 87. Runner on second, one out for Chaz Grossington, who lined into a double play to Devin Zyrus, who just stepped onto the bag. It was a hit and run, and Silas was doubled up. First offering from Hoover. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by Kilgore, and he throws back to second base, but it goes into center field. Now Jackson will throw to third, and it is late. Grossington advanced to third base on the errant throw by Tanner Kilgore. Great throw from Tyree Jackson, but Wright was able to take third. One ball and no strikes. Infield in. The pitch. Tails outside. With one out, no force, and a runner on third. Hitters count for Grossington. The 2-0. Ball three upstairs. Kingsport has bullpen action. And Bristol has taken a 9-5 lead over Johnson City. The State Liners are in the midst of a 6-run fourth inning. Four errors have already been committed by Johnson City. Hoover hurls home the 3-0. That's in for a strike call. Alex Wright led off with a single, stole second base. Silas then struck out, but Wright advanced to third on an errant throw. The 3-1, swing and a miss. Full count, one out. Payoff pitch. Ground ball up the middle, and it gets through for a base hit. Alex Wright scores on a Chaz Grossington RBI single, and Bluefield extends its lead to 3.
Now batting number 26, Aaron Jameson.
The infield was in, and Torbett couldn't react quick enough, and the infield being in may have cost them. Runner on first, one out for Aaron Jameson, and the Ridge Runners now ahead 3-0. Hoover throws back to first base. Ninth pitches now for Drew Hoover, which is a single game high for him. Well, actually, a single game high is against Elizabethan with 97, but he is getting close. Hoover throws back to first again. This will most likely be the final batter faced by Drew Hoover. And he throws back to first base again. Three pickoff attempts before throwing a pitch to Aaron Jameson. Now the first pitch. Strike call. Grossington on first base. The 0-1, ball downstairs. 95 pitches now for Hoover. The 1-1, cut and a miss. Ridge Runners 3, Axman nothing. Top of the sixth inning. 1-2 count, one out on Aaron Jameson, who was 1-for-1 with a single and a walk. The pitch. Ball upstairs. Kilgore throws back to first. It was scooped up by Zyrus, but Rosington slides in safely. Time is called by home plate umpire Kilgore. Ridge Runners scored one in the first, one in the fifth, and one so far in the sixth inning. Hoover has now tied his single game high with 97 total pitches. The 2-2 popped up foul and out of play behind home plate. Two, two again. Runner takes off. Swing and a miss. Throw down to second from Kilgore is dropped by Swinney. Grossington steals second base, but Jameson is out on strikes. Two down in the sixth.
Now batting number 66.
Grossington now has a pair of stolen bases. And manager Rick Adair will make a call to the bullpen. Final line for Drew Hoover on 99 total pitches. 5 2/3 innings pitched, 3 runs, 2 earned on 5 hits, 4 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He was 1 out away from recording his second quality start of the season. We'll see who Kingsport brings in to pitch for Hoover. Hoover is responsible for the runner on second base.
If you have misplaced a set of Toyota keys, please stop by the press box.
Hoover gets an applause from the crowd in Kingsport. New pitcher for the Axemen will be Riley Hartline. Making his Kingsport season debut.
Number 14, Braden Blankenship.
Correction, not Riley Hartline. It'll be Braden Blankenship. Blankenship struggled in his first appearance, which was a few days ago. In his Kingsport debut on July 27th at Greenville, Blankenship entered the game in the fifth inning of a 7-0 Kingsport lead and inherited runners on second and third with one out. His first two batters singled home the inherited runners. His third batter popped out. Then his fourth batter was hit by a pitch. Two pitches later, gave up a grand slam, making it a one-run game. And his sixth and final hitter flied out to end the frame. So in 2/3 of an inning, he allowed 4 earned runs on 3 hits, no walks, no strikeouts, and a Nick Arias grand slam. He inherits only a runner on first tonight with Hudson Walburn due up. Blankenship is the youngest player on the Axemen. 18 years old, born on May 29th of 2006. Graduated from Daniel Boone High School and now is committed to Walter State Community College. Solid outing for Drew Hoover. Actually, runner on second, 2 outs, because Grossington was able to steal second base on the strikeout pitch to Jameson. First pitch to Walburn is sliced foul. Johnson City has cut the Bristol lead to 3, and it's now 9-6. Plenty of baseball to be played, and there very well may be more than 20 combined runs in that game. Both teams probably will get to double digits. The 0-1, sliced foul again, no balls and two strikes. Grossington leads off second base. Blankenship from the stretch. Fires home. Foul back again. Three straight foul balls off the bat of Hudson Walburn. Ridge Runners 3, Axman nothing in the top of the sixth inning. Runner on second, two outs. It remains an 0-2 count on Hudson Walburn with Blankenship on the mound relieving Drew Hoover. The pitch. Missed outside. The 1-2. Ground ball to short, backhanded by Swinney, and he will throw to first on the run for the half inning ending out. However, Bluefield brings home its third run of the game and leads Kingsport by 3.
X-Men fans, turn your attention down to the field for our version of horseshoes.
One run on two hits, one error, one left on base. To the bottom of the sixth, the Axemen looking to get a spark with the top of the order due up. Campos Johnson Jr. and Mason Swinney when we come back. Hey, baseball fans, we understand that choosing a lawyer is a difficult and important decision. So whether you have been charged with a crime, hurt in an accident, or at work, or for any other legal needs you may have, contact Josh Heppner, the official attorney of the Kingsport Axemen. With an office just off Church Circle in downtown Kingsport, Josh Heppner can assist in your case throughout the Tri-Cities. Please call him at 423-247-6151, 423-247-6151 for Josh Heppner, attorney at law. Brandon Arnold returns to the mound for the Ridge Runners, looking for 6 shutout innings and a quality start. Brandon Arnold in 5 scoreless innings has allowed 3 hits, 2 walks, and 5 strikeouts on 70 total pitches. Now, it's not like he's dialed in. 38 of those 70 pitches are strikes, which is a 54% strike rate. A lot of full count outs. And in fact, one of his outs recorded was a 3-0 pitch when Safsik popped out to the third baseman, Silas. But here we go. Bristol still leads Johnson City 9-6, and you never know with 4-plus innings remaining in that game. Kingsport entering tonight half a game in front of third-place Johnson City with 3 games left. Campos is 0-for-2 with a pop-out and a ground-out. First pitch is a ball outside from Arnold. That strike rate continues to decline. I think if Axemen hitters become more patient in this inning, and they can get some walks and string together some runs. The 1-0, ball 2 downstairs. And if there's anybody who knows how to walk, it's Campos. He has the highest walk rate on the team. Hitters count. The 2-0. Ball three low and away. That's what I'm saying. Look at his ball to strike ratio. He's not dialed in, and now it's a 3-0 count on Campos. The pitch. Strike one call. Campos has walked 12 times in his last 41 plate appearances. Make that 13 times in his last 42 plate appearances. Just what the doctor ordered, a leadoff walk from Josh Campos.
R.J. Johnson Jr.
Runner on first, nobody out for R.J. Johnson Jr. Back-to-back innings that the leadoff hitter has reached on a walk. Johnson Jr. has recorded three straight multi-hit games. He is 2-for-2 tonight with a pair of singles and a stolen base. Actually, four straight multi-hit games. He's been on an unbelievable tear. First pitch low and inside. Keep the patience going. The 1-0. Ball two outside. Now a mound visit from pitching coach Justin Thomas. The Ridge Runners do have one pitcher warming up in the pen, and it's Aiden Smith, the right-hander out of West Virginia. Johnson Jr. is 7 for his last 10 at-bats. And he has a hitter's count against Arnold. Campos leads off first base. The 2-0. Strike one call. The 2-1. Low and outside, ball three. Throw back to first. Campos slides under the tag and is safe. Well, I said before the inning started, look at that strike rate from Arnold. It's not too impressive. The X-Men look to be cashing in on that with a leadoff walk and Johnson Jr. ahead in the count. The 3-1, Campos takes off. Johnson Jr. rips it into right field and it drops for a base hit. Campos advances to third base and the Rutgers Scarlet Knight is 3-for-3 with a hat trick of singles.
Shortstop, number 88, Mason Swinney.
Now the tying run comes up, Mason Swinney. He homered four times in the first week of July, but has since homered only once this month, and now Drew Doche, Ridge Runners manager, will make a call to the bullpen. Aiden Smith will pitch for Bluefield, and at the moment, Arnold is in line for the win. Five innings, no runs on three hits, three walks, and five strikeouts. But he is responsible for both runners on base. Aiden Smith will throw a few warm-up pitches. Be back in a moment. 3-0 Ridge Runners. The West Virginia Mountaineer, Aiden Smith, will face the Dallas Baptist Patriot, Mason Swinney. Bluefield outfielders Wright, Jameson, and Keels had a quick meeting in center field. And now Swinney steps in. He can tie the game with one swing of the bat. Johnson Jr. on first base, he singled. Campos on third, he walked and advanced on the Johnson Jr. single. It was a hit and run that was perfected. And you could hear someone yell, step off from the Bluefield dugout, and Smith obeys the command. First offering, high and outside, and it gets past Walburn, and Campos will score on the wild pitch. Johnson Jr. advances to second base. The Axemen are on the board. 3-1, Bluefield. Runner on second, nobody out for Mason Swinney. He is 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts, but is up for redemption. The 1-0, high and outside, ball two. Johnson Jr. leads off second base. Hitters count for Swinney. The 2-0, swing and a miss. The 2-1 from Smith. High and inside, ball three.
Freeze! Everybody clap your hands.
Hitters count for the DBU Patriot. The 3-1. Swing and a miss on the high fastball, and the count is full. Johnson Jr. makes a big lead off second base. Smith comes set from the stretch position, fires home the payoff. Strike three call. Swinney now 0 for 3 with a pair of Ks.
Now batting first.
Three Ks, I should say.
Number 15, Devin Zyrus.
Devin Zyrus has a chance to tie the game. He has one game-tying home run this season. It was a three-run blast against Pulaski. First pitch is a strike call. Zyrus tonight is 0 for 1 with a walk and a flyout to the center fielder Jameson. The 0-1. Zyrus with a check swing foul ball into the Kingsport dugout. Bluefield 3, Kingsport 1. Runner on second, one out in the bottom of the sixth inning. The 0-2. Zyrus fouls it back. Right against me in the press box. You can tell that Johnson Jr. is aching to take off for third base. The 0-2 again. Low and inside, ball one. Bristol now leads Johnson City 10-6, entering the bottom of the fifth inning. Four-run cushion for the State Liners, looking to help out the Axemen. One ball and two strikes. Smith looks back at Johnson Jr. Another peek. The pitch. High and outside, square count. Bluefield scored one run in the first inning, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth. Kingsport so far has put up one run in the bottom half of the sixth inning. Square count. The 2-2. Low and inside, ball three. Zyrus was down in the count, no balls and two strikes, but has since watched three consecutive pitches outside the zone. Johnson Jr. takes off the payoff. His ball four downstairs. Johnson Jr. steals third base. And Kingsport once again has runners on the corners.
Now batting,
oh boy.
Designated hitter, number 38, Cal Sefcik.
Cal Sefcik is 0 for 2 with a strikeout and a pop out. He enters tonight on a league best 11-game RBI streak. No Appy League player has done that prior to Sefcik doing that in the collegiate summer league era. Zyrus on first base, Johnson Jr. on third. First pitch, check swing. They're saying he went around, strike one. Sefcik is tied for the team lead with five home runs. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. No balls and two strikes. Zyrus on first base. Johnson Jr. on third. 3-1 Ridge Runners. The 0-2. That goes off the helmet of the catcher, Walburn, and Zyrus will take second base on what will be ruled as a pass ball. That eliminates a force out. Zyrus advanced to second base on the pass ball. And now Sefcik remains down in the count. Two runners in scoring position with one out. Bluefield 3, Kingsport 1 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Smith hurls home the 1-2. Sefcik grounds it to shortstop, collected by Grossington. Throws to first for the out. But Johnson Jr. scores on a Sefcik RBI ground out. And the Axemen are within one. It's now 3-2. But it sure looked like the first baseman, Smith, was off the bag when he caught that. But Sefcik extends his league-best RBI streak to 12 games. Can you believe it? Runner on second, two outs for Tanner Kilgore, who was 0 for 2 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch, swing and a miss. The streak stays alive. A dozen consecutive games with a run batted in for Cal Sefcik. 3-2 Ridge Runners. Tying run on second base represented by Devin Zyrus. The 0-1. Strike two call.
Oh!
The 0-2 from Smith. Kilgore fouls it off the home plate netting, staying alive. So far in the bottom of the sixth inning, Josh Campos scored on a wild pitch, and Johnson Jr. scored on a Sefcik RBI groundout. Sefcik now on a 12-game RBI streak, and Johnson Jr. on a 7-game run scored streak. The 0-2 again. Kilgore lifts it into left center field. Jamison charging in, and he makes the diving catch for the final out of the inning. But the Axemen bring home a pair and are now within one. To the top of the seventh, Ridge Runners 3, Kingsport 2. Martin, Keels, and Guzman, the 9-1-2 batters, are two up for the Ridge Runners.
Then everyone in Section C will receive a voucher from Swaggerty's. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America.
A farm, a family, and a tradition of premium fresh sausage that's lasted almost a century. Using only the freshest ingredients and finest cuts of meat for flavor that is locked in instantly. Each bite of Swaggerty's Farm sausage transports you back to a warm, cozy southern kitchen, leaving you satisfied and ready to take on the day. Swaggerty's Farm, quite possibly the best tasting sausage in America. Look for it at your local retailers today.
The Axemen have the momentum after a two-run sixth inning to get within one run. Braden Blankenship is back on the mound for the Axemen. Retired his only batter faced. It was a ground out from Hudson Walburn. Ben Martin will lead off the seventh inning, 0-for-2 with a pair of flyouts. First pitch, strike call. Update from Johnson City, still 10-6, but now through five innings. So the Doughboys failed to score in the bottom half. The 0-1 is lined into left center field for a base hit. Leadoff single for Ben Martin.
Now batting number 12, Trey Keels.
He becomes the fifth Ridge Runner to record a hit tonight, and none of the top three batters have recorded a hit. They are combined 0-for-7, but have walked twice and two runs coming from Guzman, the second batter in the order. Runner on first, nobody out for Trey Keels. Lays down a bunt, missed, and the throwback to first from Kilgore is late, and that was a strike call. Keels is 0-for-3 with two flyouts and a swinging strikeout. Enters tonight with a team leading 30 runs scored. No balls and a strike. Blankenship from the stretch looks back at Martin. The pitch. Flied high in the air to shallow left field. Mason Swinney is under it. And the shortstop makes the catch. One down in the top of the seventh inning.
Now batting number 8, Armani Guzman.
Guzman has had quite a game. 0-for-1. Two walks, three stolen bases, and two of the Ridge Runners' three runs scored. He's done all that without recording a hit. First pitch is in for a called strike. When we get to the bottom of the seventh inning, it's the bottom three Kingsport hitters due up with Torbett, Newhan, and Jackson. Kingsport looks to keep this at a one-run deficit entering stretch time. The 0-1. Strike two call, outside corner. No balls and two strikes. Blankenship deals home. Ball outside. Well, at the moment, Pulaski's slim playoff hopes stay alive. They lead 5-2 over Tri-State, and Burlington now trails Danville 3-0 entering the seventh inning. Again, the only way the River Turtles make the playoffs is if Burlington loses its final three games and Pulaski also wins its final three games. The 1-2, low and away. Square count now on Guzman, who's already walked twice tonight. The 2-2, lifted into right field. Campos charging in, and he makes the catch for the second out.
Now batting number 64, Noah Smith.
Four putouts tonight for Josh Campos. That's a single game season high for him in right field. Bristol now leads Johnson City 11-6. So Kingsport with a win and a Johnson City loss would put the magic number at one with two games left for the Axemen. Runner on first, two outs, Noah Smith up to bat. First pitch, strike call. Smith is 0-3. Flied out in the first inning, reached on an error in the third, and then flew out to end the fifth inning to the center fielder Tyree Jackson. The 0-1, low and away, kept in front by Kilgore. So after a leadoff single by Ben Martin, Keels popped out and Guzman flied out. The 1-1, grounded into left field for a base hit, split between Newhan and Swinney. And it's a two-out single for Noah Smith, his first hit of the game.
Now batting number 14, Alexander Wright.
Runners on first and second, two outs for Alex Wright. He's the only Ridge Runner with a multi-hit game. 2-for-3 with an RBI, a run scored, and a strikeout. Now mound visit from manager Rick Adair. That's going to do it for Braden Blankenship. He's responsible for both runners on base at the moment in one inning of scoreless baseball. Two hits, no walks, no strikeouts. New pitcher for the Axemen will be Joe Fredericks. Fredericks out of West Virginia had a very tough outing his last time on the mound. On July 27th at Greenville, allowed six earned runs and no innings on two hits, two walks. He allowed two hits, two walks, and then hit two batters. Prior to that, he had thrown 5 1/3 scoreless innings pitched in five outings. So his ERA spiked from 0 to 10.13.
New pitcher for the X-Men, number 18, Joseph Fredericks.
Been several people trying up till now, and there ain't been nothing without.
Still no extra base hits in tonight's game. 7 singles for Bluefield, 4 singles for Kingsport. All right, back to the action. Joe Fredericks will face the cleanup batter, Alex Wright. Smith on first base, Martin on second. They both single. First pitch, chopped foul off the backstop, strike one. Bristol ahead of Johnson City, 11-6 in the middle of the sixth inning. Again, with the Doughboys lost tonight, the Axemen will remain in second place regardless of the result in this game. The 0-1, low and away, scooped up by Kilgore, an impressive stop to keep the runners put. Even count. The 1-1. Ground ball to shortstop. Swinney has it, and he throws to the second baseman, Torbett, who steps on the bag for the half-inning ending force out. Bluefield is held off the board, stranding a pair of runners on base.
It's time for baseball's oldest tradition.
We head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Stretch time at Hunter Wright Stadium. Torbett, Newhan, and Jackson are due up. The bottom three hitters in the Axemen order. When we return, Kingsport looks to tie or take its first lead of the game in the bottom of the seventh.
TO 08-3024, Powerball Playoff 2024.
What happens when the thrill of Powerball meets the thrill of NASCAR? You get a chance to win an exciting trip for two to the NASCAR Championship race in Phoenix, Arizona. Plus, the chance to win $1 million in a special drawing. Enter the NASCAR Powerball Playoff Second Chance Drawing at TNVIPRewards.com between June 17th and July 31st for your chance to win. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun. Please play responsibly. NASCAR is used with express permission. NASCAR LLC is not a sponsor of this promotion.
This would be a steal of a victory for the Axemen if they can come back from down 3-0, entering the bottom of the sixth and win this game. With Bristol ahead by 5 in the bottom of the sixth against Johnson City, it's very well looking like the State Liners will take that game, but again, you just never know. The Appalachian League has been very wacky this season. Look, Kingsport led its last game 7-0 entering the bottom of the fifth and lost it 15-7. Bizarre finish there. 2 6-run innings from the Flyboys. Aiden Smith returns to the mound for the Bluefield Ridge Runners. A few more warm-up pitches, and it's back to baseball. Tomorrow night, same time, not the same place. First pitch from Bowen Field and Bluefield will be at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern. The only previous time the Axemen visited the Ridge Runners, Kingsport won 3-1 on 7-inning Sunday. The game was set to begin at 5:30, but actually had a 7 o'clock first pitch, an hour and a half rain delay in Bluefield. It was pouring rain prior to first pitch. Jack Torbett tonight is 1-for-1 with a walk, and he was caught stealing back in the bottom of the second inning. First pitch is watched for a strike. Torbett is now batting .353, 12 for his first 34 at-bats. 11 singles, 2 doubles. Nope, that didn't. 10 singles and 2 doubles as the next pitch is swung on and missed. No balls and 2 strikes. .32 Bluefield in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 0-2. Strike 3 call. Smith punches out Torbett on 3 pitches. One down in the bottom of the seventh.
Number 16, Nico Newhead.
Base is empty, one out for Nico Newhand, who is 0 for 2 with a pop out and a line out. He rips the first pitch into center field, but Jameson will make the catch on the run for the out. Two down.
Now batting center fielder, number 2, Tyree Jackson.
Base is empty, two outs for Tyree Jackson. Tonight he is 0 for 2 with a ground out for the shortstop Grossington, and then he grounded into a double play to end the fifth inning. Lays down a bunt, pulls back, and it was a ball low and away, 1-0. The 1-0 from Smith. Inside, ball two. Jackson is batting .248 with a .637 OPS. Only six of his 33 hits have been for extra bases. Five doubles and one home run. The 2-0. High and outside, ball three. Top of the order, Josh Campos on deck, who walked and scored a run his last time around. You definitely have the red light if you're Tyree Jackson. The 3-0. Ball four outside, and it's a two-out, four-pitch walk for Tyree Jackson. Jackson extends his on-base streak to six games. And he's the game-tying run on first base with Campos up to bat.
Josh Campos.
Campos is 0 for 2 with a walk and a run scored. One of his five hits this season has been for extra bases, and it was a double at Greenville. First pitch is in for a strike call. Keep an eye at Jackson. At first base, he has stolen 10 bases on 12 attempts this season. He is held on by Smith. Throw back to first base, and it gets past Smith, and Jackson will advance to second base. And now he makes his way to third. Now he'll stay at second. Nobody is covering second base, so no throw from the third baseman, Silas, but Jackson advanced to a spot in scoring position. Kingsport looking for some late magic on Stallion night. Twelve to six, Bristol now. The State Liners have a six-run lead. Runner on second, two outs for Josh Campos. A single into the outfield will tie the game. The 0-1. High and inside, it gets past Walburn. Jackson advances to third base on the wild pitch, and the tying run is 90 feet away. A throwing error and then a wild pitch. Even count on Josh Campos. 3-2 Ridge Runners in the bottom of the seventh inning. Jackson leads down the third baseline. The 1-1. Ball two downstairs. Coach Newhand thought it was 3-0, but the first pitch was indeed a called strike. McCampos is ahead in the count. The 2-1. Ball in the dirt, kept in front by the chest protector of Auburn. Three straight balls taken by Josh Campos. He walked on five pitches in his last plate appearance, and he may just do the same right now. The 3-1. Ball four, and it gets past Walburn, but Jackson will stay put at third base. But it is a two-out walk for Josh Campos. The tying run stays put at third, and it brings up R.J. Johnson Jr.
R.J. Johnson Jr.
Johnson Jr. is responsible for three of Kingsport's four hits. And guess what? An Axeman hitter has not recorded four hits in a single game this season. McCallum has recorded a three-hit game. Jackson has done it twice. Swinney has done it once. Sefcik has done it twice. Torbett has done it once. Kilgore has done it twice. Zyrus and Johnson Jr. have both done it once. But nobody has gotten a tetrad of hits. Johnson Jr. can become the first, and it would tie the game. Here we go. Runners on the corners, two outs, 3-2 Bluefield lead in the bottom of the seventh inning. Campos on first base, Jackson on third. They both walked. First pitch to Johnson Jr. is high and inside, ball one. Tonight, Johnson Jr. is 3-for-3 with a hat trick of singles, a stolen base, and a run scored. The 1-0. Johnson Jr. fouls it off the home plate netting. Johnson Jr. is now 26 for his first 71 at-bats, batting an impressive .336 at the plate, .366. Even count. The 1-1, Campos takes off, and it's a ball outside. Campos steals second base. That's his seventh swiped bag of the season on eight attempts. It eliminates the force out, but with two outs, not the biggest deal. The 2-1. Ball in the dirt. Smith is one ball away from loading the bases for Mason Swinney. The 3-1. Ball four in the dirt, and it gets past Walburn, but he's able to get to it in time. But it's a two-out walk for Johnson Jr. Three straight walks surrendered by Smith since retiring his first two hitters, and it loads the bases for Mason Swinney. The tying run is on third base. The go-ahead run is on second base. Johnson Jr. on first, Campos on second, and Jackson on third, and now pitching coach Drew Doche makes a mound visit. That will most likely do it for Smith. And the Ridge Runners make a late pitching change with the bases loaded and two outs in the bottom of the seventh inning.
Thank you.
New pitcher for the Ridge Runners is Caleb Clover out of Hillsboro Community College, HCC. He's from Bradenton, Florida, home of the Marauders, the single-A affiliate of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
New pitcher for the Ridge Runners, number 50, Caleb Clover.
In Johnson City, Bristol ahead of the Doughboys 12-6. Bottom of the seventh inning, runner on first, nobody out for JC. In Elizabethan, it's 8-5 Greenville, but that game's irrelevant. Danville ahead of Burlington 4-0 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The Otterbots going for a franchise record 30 wins in a single season. Then in Pulaski, the River Turtles are ahead of the Colcats 6-2. Pulaski hanging by a thread with its playoff hopes. This is the second time tonight a pitching change has been made by Bluefield right before facing Mason Swinney. Tonight, Swinney is 0-3 with three strikeouts, two of which have been looking. Entering tonight, Swinney has only struck out three times once in a game. Bases loaded, two outs. Kingsport trails by one in the bottom of the seventh inning. First pitch, strike call to Swinney. Johnson Jr. on first, he walked on five pitches. Campos on second base, he walked on five pitches. Jackson on third, he walked on four pitches. The 0-1, downstairs, even count. Three games remain in the regular season. The Axemen are a half a game in front of third-place Johnson City for the final playoff spot in the Appy League West. The 1-1. Strike two, call. Clover from the stretch position. Flings home the 1-2. Ball two, low and inside, and it evens up the count. Bluefield pitchers between Clover and Smith looking to avoid walking four straight batters. The square count offering. Swinney pokes it foul and out of play, first base side. The 2-2 again, poked foul. Bases loaded, two outs. Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2 in the bottom of the seventh inning. The 2-2 for the third time. Swinney rips it foul down the left field line. The 2-2 for the fourth time. Swinney fouls it into the Bluefield dugout. The 2-2 for the fifth time. High and inside, ball three. Up comes the 10th pitch of the plate appearance. Full count, two outs, bases loaded. Kingsport trails by one run. Clover hurls home the payoff. Swing and a miss. Swinney out on strikes. And that ends the seventh inning. Devastating finish. Now we go to the eighth inning. Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2. Silas, Grossington, and Jamison are due up for the Ridge Runners when we return.
One of the limited edition Stallion jerseys from tonight's game.
To boost your credit score.
Pay your bills on time, Bob.
Max out your credit card.
Get a Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union Credit Score Builder Loan.
That's right. There's more than one way to build your credit score. Watch your credit score grow with KTVA ECU's Credit Score Builder when you make regular on-time payments. Learn more at tvacreditunion.com.
Join us
now. Federally insured by NCUA. Some restrictions apply. Credit score increase is not guaranteed.
New pitcher for the X-Men, number 50, Billy Ike. Bluefield, number 52, Sam Silas.
To the top of the eighth inning, Billy Ike replaces Joe Fredericks on the mound. Fredericks faced only one batter and retired him. Now Billy Ike. First pitch to Silas is a ball high and inside. Silas tonight is 1-for-3 with a strikeout. The 1-0, low and away. Billy Ike has thrown 5 1/3 scoreless innings through 5 completed outings. The 2-0, missed inside. Three balls and no strikes on Silas. The pitch, strike one call. Ike in his fifth and most recent outing, through 2 1/3 of an inning, allowed no runs on no hits, two walks, and no strikeouts. Both of his outs recorded came on force outs. The 3-1, ball four high and outside, leadoff walk for Silas.
Now batting number 10, Chaz Grossington.
Brings up Chaz Grossington, who at the moment has the game-winning hit. He's 1-for-2 with a walk, an RBI single, and a pair of stolen bases. Double play ball would be sweet here. First pitch, though, is a bunt laid down, and it's caught by Kilgore. Beautiful reflexes by Tanner Kilgore. One down in the top of the eighth inning. A pop out to the catcher on a bunt. Don't see that every day. Runner on first, one out for Aaron Jamison. He is 1-for-2 with a walk and a strikeout. First pitch, strike call. Eight of Jamison's 18 hits this season have been for extra bases. Ike throws back to first. The 0-1 popped up foul behind home plate. Bristol still leads Johnson City 12-6, now in the bottom of the eighth inning. State Liners 6 outs away from recording the victory over the Doughboys. The 0-2 for Mike. Outside. One ball and two strikes. Silas on first base. The pitch. Strike three call. Hoo-ah! Jameson is Cade looking for the second out of the eighth inning.
Now batting number 66, Hudson Walburn.
Runner on first, 2 outs now for Hudson Walburn. He's 0 for 3, grounded out his last time up. First pitch is a ball inside. Walburn's average is now down to 172, 15 for 87. The 1-0, missed outside. Silas walked to begin the eighth inning on 5 pitches. On the very next pitch, Grossington popped out to the catcher Kilgore on a bunt, and then Jameson struck out looking. The 2-0, swing and a miss, half cut. The 2-1. Strike two call. Mike is 1 strike away from recording a scoreless eighth inning and extending his scoreless streak to 6 1/3 innings pitched to begin the season. Square count, 2 outs. The 2-2, runner takes off. Ball low and away. And Silas steals second base without a throw. Time is called by home plate umpire Dakota Kilgore. Payoff for Mike. Skied high in the air to center field. Tyree Jackson drifting back, and he makes the half inning ending catch. A scoreless eighth inning for Billy Ike. He is still yet to allow a hit in 6 1/3 scoreless innings this season. To the bottom of the eighth, middle of the order is due up for the Axemen. Zyrus, Sefcik, and Kilgore when we come back. Kingsport looking to tie or take the lead.
At East Tennessee State University, nearly half of all students graduate debt-free. In fact, ETSU is ranked among the best universities in the nation for students graduating with the least amount of debt. Students excel in over 160 academic programs, including nationally ranked options in the health sciences, digital media, technology, and the arts. Learn more at etsu.edu/admissions.
Mama, like a sapphire train. Hey, mama, like a sapphire train. Hey, mama, like a sapphire train.
State Liners now two outs, or four outs away from winning the game. 12-6 in the bottom of the eighth, runner on second, two outs for Johnson City. Back to this game. Zyrus tonight is 0-for-1 with a pair of walks. Zyrus now leads the team with 10 multi-walk games. No other player has four, more than four. Josh Campos, who's a new arrival, has four. And he had that five-walk game against Bluefield, first time the two teams met. First pitch is a ball low to Zyrus. He leads the team with 29 walks. The 1-0, low and outside, ball two. Zyrus enters tonight leading the league with 10 four-pitch walks. The 2-0, ball three, low and away. The 3-0 from Clover. Strike one call. Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2, bases empty, nobody out. The 3-1. Ball four high and outside. It's a three-walk game for Devin Zyrus.
Now batting designated hitter, number 38, Cal
Sefcik. Cal Sefcik has already extended his league-best RBI streak to a dozen games. But he's looking for more. Runner on first, nobody out for the Cincinnati Bearcat. Drove in a run on a ground out his last time up to bat. First pitch, low and away. Four of Sefcik's five home runs have come in the eighth inning or later. Most notably, a game-tying two-run blast in the bottom of the ninth against Johnson City 2 weeks ago. Throw back to first base from Clover. The 1-0. Sefcik launches it high in the air to right center field, but Keels is there, and he makes the catch. One down at the bottom of the eighth. Well hit ball, though, from Sefcik.
Catcher, number 20, Tanner Kilgore.
Runner on first, one out, Tanner Kilgore up to bat. He is 0-for-3 with two strikeouts. It's his first multi-strikeout game of the season. It's his eighth start. Zyrus takes a minuscule lead off first base. First pitch to Kilgore. Watch for a called strike. The bottom five batters in the Kingsport order are combined 1-for-14. And that lone hit came from the man on deck, Jack Torbett. The 0-1, Zyrus takes off. Kilgore crushes it high in the air to deep left field, but it's way foul. Home run distance. But pushed it way foul down the left field line. Zyrus has only stolen one base this season and attempted two. No balls and two strikes. One out in the bottom of the eighth. 3-2 Ridge Runners. Throw back to first. The 0-2, Kilgore with a chopper to second base. Guzman charging in, fields it cleanly, and he throws to first for the out. However, Zyrus advances to second base, so a productive out for Tanner Kilgore.
Number 87, Jack Torbett.
He brings up Jack Torbett. Five of his last 10 hits have driven in runs. He is 10 for his last 26 at-bats with 7 RBIs, 4 stolen bases, 3 runs scored, and just four strikeouts. Zyrus on second base. He represents the game-tying run. First pitch. Strike call. Torbett enters tonight with multiple hits in back-to-back games, both on the road in Greenville. He doubled in both of those starts. The 0-1. Torbett fouls it back. No balls and two strikes. Torbett is down to his final strike. The 0-2, fouled back. Zyrus walked on five pitches to begin the bottom of the eighth. Sefcik then flied out. Kilgore grounded out, advancing Zyrus to second base. And now it is Jack Torbett. The 0-2 again from Clover. Swing and a miss, strike three. That ends the eighth inning. Kingsport strands a runner on second base. To the ninth, Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2. Martin, Keels, and Guzman for the third time tonight are the three batters due up. That's the 9-1-2 part of the Ridge Runner order. It's crunch time. One-run game, ninth inning, coming up next from Hunter Wright Stadium. Hey, Kingsport, looking for a place where fitness meets fun for the whole family? Look no further than the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA. Break a sweat in their state-of-the-art gym or join one of their exciting group fitness classes. With programs for kids, teens, and adults, there is something for everyone. Plus, their supportive community will make you feel right at home. Come see why the Greater Kingsport Family YMCA is more than a gym. It's a place where friendships flourish and health thrives. Visit them today or check them out online at ymcakpt.org. Gavin Hashey is the new pitcher for the Axemen when we return.
New pitcher for the Axemen, number 7, Gavin Hashey.
Ben Martin tonight is 1-for-3, singled his last time up to lead off the seventh inning. We're in the ninth, Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2. Playoff implications at an all-time high. First pitch strike call from Hashey. Gavin Hashey is 1-2 overall with a 2.12 ERA. He recorded his first win of the season in his last appearance at Greenville last Friday. The 0-1. Strike two call. In an inning and a third and a win over the Flyboys, he allowed no runs on one hit, no walks, no strikeouts. In total, Hashey has surrendered just 4 earned runs in 17 innings. The 0-2. Strike three. Swing and a miss. Hoo-bah. Martin out on strikes, a quick three-pitch K from Hashey, one down. He's now thrown 4 straight scoreless innings, tying his season high. Back to the top with Trey Keels. First pitch is a ball upstairs. Keels looking to reach base for the first time tonight. He is 0 for 4 with two flyouts, a pop out, and a strikeout. The 1-0. And for a called strike. Well, they go to the bottom of the ninth in Johnson City. State Liners 12, Doughboys 6. It would take a miracle for Johnson City to win that one. The 1-1. Ball two outside. Well, in the bottom of the ninth with the Axemen needing to score at least one run, Newhand, Jackson, and Campos are due up. Not a whole lot of power, but guys that can get on base. The 2-1. Foul back. Square count on Trey Keels. The 2-2. Laced into left field for a base hit. One out, two strike single for Trey Keels. He becomes the seventh Ridge Runner tonight to record a hit.
Now batting number 8, Armani Guzman.
Runner on first, one out for Armani Guzman. He is 0 for 2 with a pair of walks, pair of runs scored, and three stolen bases. His 2 outs were a line out and a fly out. First pitch is in for a called strike. The clock is soon to strike 10 o'clock Eastern Time in Kingsport, Tennessee. The 0-1, strike two call. No balls and two strikes, one out. The pitch, low and away. Bluefield scored one in the first inning, one in the fifth, and one in the sixth, and Kingsport scored both of its runs in the bottom of the sixth inning. Campos crossed the plate on a wild pitch, and then Sefcik brought home Johnson Jr. on a ground out. The 1-2, Keels takes off, half swing and a miss. Oh, they're saying he didn't go around? Oh, my goodness. Well, Keels steals second base, and now it's a square count on Guzman. He clearly went around. Two-two, Keels takes off again. Swing and a miss, strike three. But Keels steals third base, so back-to-back pitches, back-to-back stolen bases for Keels. But that is the second out of the ninth inning. Guzman out on strikes. Noah Smith up to bat, 1 for 4. And they will intentionally walk Smith to bring up the cleanup batter, Wright, who is 2 for 4 with an RBI and a run scored. I don't know.
Now batting number 14, Alexander Wright.
Well, let's hope this works, but it's quite risky. And Hashi is a right-handed pitcher, and Wright is a left-handed batter. First pitch, Wright lifts it into left field. Johnson Jr. is there to make the half-inning ending catch. You can take a breath. Ridge Runner strand the runners on the corners to the bottom of the ninth inning. Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2. The Axemen bring up Newhand, Jackson, and Campos. Kingsport either looking to send it to a tiebreaker or just walk it off. We'll see if Bluefield makes any defensive changes at the moment. Can't tell. Recapping this game, in the top of the first inning, Bluefield scored the first run on an Alexander Wright RBI infield single that scored Guzman. Fast forward to the fifth inning, still 1-0 Bluefield. A pass ball scored Guzman from third. Then to the sixth, still 2-0. RBI single from Chaz Grossington made it 3-0. But then in the bottom half of the sixth inning, Kingsport started the inning with runners on the corners, and a wild pitch scored Campos and advanced Johnson Jr. to second. Sweeney then struck out. Zyrus walked, and then a pass ball advanced Zyrus to second base, Johnson Jr. to third. And then a Sefcik RBI ground out brought home Johnson Jr., and then Kilgore lined out to end the sixth inning. Then in the bottom of the seventh inning, Kingsport had the bases loaded with two outs and a full count on Mason Sweeney, but he struck out swinging on the 10th pitch of the at-bat. And that was a huge win probability swing. Kingsport's win probability dropped from 40% to 25%. And the Ridge Runners will bring in a new pitcher. On the mound now for Bluefield, Keeley Saint from Freeport, Bahamas, and he attends Presbyterian. So the 8-9-1 batters will come up for the Axemen. The State Liners will defeat the Johnson City Doughboys. They're just one out of way, up by six. Actually, now just one strike away. Bristol struck out 14 batters tonight and only walked two.
Leading off for your Axemen, third baseman, number 16, Nico Newhead.
Here we go. Bottom of the ninth, Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2. Newhead tonight is 0 for 3, but he has put every ball in play. A pop out to the first baseman, Smith. A line out to the right fielder, Keels, and a fly out to the center fielder, Jameson. Keeley Saint replaces Caleb Clover on the mound. Final line for Clover. An inning and a third, no runs on no hits, one walk and two strikeouts. All five runs tonight between the two teams have been scored off the starters. Two allowed by Arnold and two allowed by Hoover. Newhand steps in to begin the bottom of the ninth inning. He watches a first pitch strike. The 0-1, swing and a miss. Bristol has officially defeated Johnson City. The Axemen will stay in second place regardless of this result. The only thing up for grabs is how many games in front Kingsport will be of Johnson City. The 0-2. Newhand rips it high and deep to left field. It's off the wall. Newhand on his way to second base. Oh, and they're saying it was foul. Oh, man. Oh, man, that was close. Kingsport bullpen urging the umpires that it was fair, but can't get much more foul than that. Count remains 0-2 on Newhand. Saint comes home with the 0-2 again. Ball one, low and outside. The 1-2 from Saint. Newhand flies it high in the air to left field, but Wright is camped under it. And he makes the catch, one down in the bottom of the ninth inning.
Now batting center fielder, number two, Tyree Jackson.
Tyree Jackson tonight is 0 for 2 with a walk. He was stranded on third base with the bases loaded. His last time around in the bottom of the seventh. Jackson has been Mr. Clutch for the Axemen. He is 9 for 13 in late and close situations. First pitch, Jackson bunts, and it is going to stay fair down the third baseline. One out single for Tyree Jackson.
Now batting right fielder, number 13, Josh Campos.
Wow. The tying run now on first base with Josh Campos up to bat. Campos has walked in consecutive plate appearances. He has now walked multiple times in five of his first 11 games. Jackson leads off first base. Opening pitch to Campos. Low and inside. Bluefield 3, Kingsport 2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The 1-0. Low and outside, ball 2. Campos has walked 14 times in his last 43 completed plate appearances. In that stretch, a 33% walk rate. The 2-0. In for a strike call. All eyes on Hunter Wright Stadium. The 2-1. Outside, ball 3. Newhand flied out to the left fielder right to begin the bottom of the ninth. And on the next pitch, Jackson's bunt single put him at first base. Hitters count for Campos. The 3-1, Jackson takes off. Ball downstairs, throw down to second base, is in time. But it was ball 4. So we'll see if Jackson will stay at second base. What are they discussing? I think they're going to talk about whether or not he took off before the pitch. Well, the umpires are going to discuss this. Or is it just going to be runners on first and second? So Jackson is not out because it was ball 4. Runners on first and second, one out. That was huge. Campos has walked in 3 straight plate appearances. And now manager Drew Doche coming out to... He was wondering why Jackson wasn't out, but again, it was ball 4. And now it brings up R.J. Johnson Jr. The tying run is on second base. One out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Campos on first, he walked. Jackson on second, he singled down the third baseline on a bunt. Johnson Jr. looking to become the first Kingsport hitter this season to record 4 base knocks in a single game. First pitch. Ball low and away. The Axemen with a win tonight will get that magic number to 1 to secure a spot in the 2024 Appalachian League postseason. The 1-0. Low and inside. Hitters count for Johnson Jr. Saint from the stretch. Slings home the 2-0. Ball 3, low and away. One ball away from loading the bases for Mason Swinney. And this is why baseball is the best. Swinney is 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts, and he may get a chance to come up next with the bases loaded and one out. The 3-0, strike one call. Johnson Jr. tonight has reached base safely in all 4 plate appearances. He is 3 for 3 with 3 singles, a walk, and a run scored. All 13 hits in tonight's game have been singles. 5 from Kingsport, 8 from Bluefield. The 3-1. Ball 4 low and inside. It loads the bases. The tying run is on third base. And now a mound visit from Bluefield pitching coach Justin Thomas. No bullpen action for Bluefield. This is all up to Keeley Saint. Swinney can walk it off. The Axemen have not had a walk-off win at Hunter Wright Stadium since June 11th versus Pulaski when Nico Newhan singled home Bryson Trammell, who of course is no longer with the team, on a two-out, two-strike single up the middle. That was Kingsport's first home win of the season.
Now batting,
this is it.
Shortstop,
Bluefield 3,
Mason
Kingsport 2. Bases loaded, one out in the bottom of the ninth inning. Swinney enters this plate appearance, hitless in 4 at-bats with a golden sombrero. Johnson Jr. on first base, Campos on second, Jackson on third. The bases are occupied and the infield is in. First pitch, low and inside, ball one. Swinney is aching for a base hit and a chance to walk it off for the Axemen. The 1-0, swing and a miss. Johnson Jr. and Campos both walked. They're on first and second. Jackson is on third. He singled. The 1-1, ball low and outside, and Swinney is ahead. Kingsport never led in this game. The 2-1, low and inside, ball 3. Johnson City fans holding their breath, hoping for a Bluefield victory. Bases loaded, one out. One run deficit faced by Kingsport. The 3-1. Ball 4 inside. Tyree Jackson scores on a Mason Swinney game tying RBI walk, and the Axemen are level. 3-3. Nowhere to go. Devin Zyrus up to bat. Swinney on first base. Johnson Jr. on second. Campos on third. First pitch. Low and outside. Ball 1. Zyrus has already walked 3 times tonight. He walked in the first inning, the sixth inning, and in the eighth inning. A walk this time would walk it off. The 1-0. Zyrus grounds it to the shortstop. He makes the play, but the throw to the plate is not in time. Campos scores. The Axemen walk it off. The magic number is 1. A 2-run ninth inning secures the W. Devin Zyrus is the hero. Josh Campos scoring from third to end the game. with a win tomorrow night, the Axemen are playoff bound. Final score from Hunter Wright Stadium, Kingsport 4, Bluefield 3. The Axemen scored 4 runs on 6 hits. The Ridge Runners brought home 3 runs on 8 hits. Kingsport made 3 errors in the field. Bluefield made 2 errors in the field. A thrilling comeback victory for Kingsport.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, a score of interest. Bristol 12, Johnson City 6. Fans, the Tennessee Highway Safety Office and the Kingsport.
The magic number is 1. Tomorrow night, the Axemen travel to Bluefield. Until then, from Hunter Wright Stadium, I am Ben Slotnick, the Axemen walk-off winners for the second time this season and are back to above 500 at 23-22 overall. Speak to you tomorrow from Bowen Field in Bluefield. Kingsport 4, Bluefield 3. Walk-off hero Devin Zyrus, scoring Josh Campos. Good night.